T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff Rieger is in for Stoney. The Tigers will take on the Rays today. Early start, 11:45 the pregame, 12:10 the first pitch. Jordan Zimmerman taking on Hunter Wood. And joining us now to talk Tigers is Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Ron, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're pretty good. Ron, you guys are obviously scuffling right now. Lost two in a row here down in Tampa Bay. I'm wondering just kind of the general mood in the clubhouse, mood of the team. When you guys were battling for 500, a lot of the players talked about how much they were enjoying it, how much fun it was in the clubhouse. I know losing's not fun. I'm not expecting to say, oh, we're having a blast, Jamie. But I guess what is the attitude as you guys are scuffling a bit?
Well, I mean, there's some frustration because, as you know, we've seem to be in a lot of games, and we have either whether it's one bad inning or whatever, and a couple of days ago we climb back into a game and we still end up losing it. But the one thing that still goes on with them is they still get after it. I mean, they just keep trying to finish games, and I'm proud of that part. But we need to win some games, and we need to put a little streak together. And it's really hard against some of these teams that are a little bit better than us, more equipped. And we just have to keep fighting. That's all we can do. And they tell them that every day, and they do that. They keep fighting. Yesterday Boyd had one bad inning. And that's all it took. They used a bullpen against us, so we faced them multiple pitchers, and we never really were able to adjust to any one person. So for them, that worked out.
Hey, Ron, you mentioned Matthew Boyd. His last 8 starts, a 7.19 ERA, 34 runs and 41-plus innings. Yesterday, it was one bad inning. A couple of his outings, it's only been one bad inning. I know the other day you wanted him to throw more fastballs. What do you see from Matthew Boyd, and I guess how is this fixable?
Well, I think, he did throw more fastballs yesterday, and that helps him. And he hung in there even after he gave up the 5 runs. But in the big inning, you've got their big hitter up there, Ramos, and he's a big boy, and he can hit the ball a long ways. And I think he tried to come in with a fastball and missed out over the plate. The guy hit it over the right foot seats, which that's kind of what he does. He shoots the ball the other way pretty good. And, he just missed. And right now, when you make it, it seems like every time when he makes a big mistake, it goes into seats. It's not just a single or something. It ends up in the seats. So it's about location and getting the ball down. When you get the ball up in this league, you have a good chance to get hit. And that's kind of been where it's been. He's got too many balls up.
Talking to Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager here on the Troy Laser Hotline. You mentioned this Tampa Bay strategy, which they've kind of been employing off and on for the last month or so. Yesterday was a kind of one of those true bullpen days. And I'm not trying to make excuses. I know you're not either. But what is that like to approach? Is it frustrating for hitters because they can't get any sort of rhythm? The stats about pitchers and their third time through the lineup is well known by now around baseball circles. Is that just one of those frustrating nights?
Well, it's just, honestly, you're writing out a lineup not knowing, you knew their starter, who was going to start the game, and that's it. You don't know how many innings it's going to go. So, do you do a left, right, what kind of lineup do you? We don't have many options. I only have one left-handed hitter. But we have a few switch hitters, so you're trying to prepare. We were told the possibility that it could be a lefty after the first inning come and throw 3 or 4 innings. So, but that didn't happen. They just kept mixing guys in, so. It's a little difficult, and it's a new way to go about it. I can't believe that a bullpen can survive going 2 bullpen days in a row all year long. I don't know how they're going to be able to do that unless they've got a lot of interchangeable parts where they can just move people in and out. But I guess we'll see. They're trying it, and maybe it's because they just don't think they have enough quality starters.
Hey, Ron, how impressed have you been with Nico Goodrum? I know you were impressed with him in Minnesota last year when you guys brought him in, but ever since becoming the everyday second baseman, he's been hitting the cover off the ball. He's hitting over 400 in the month of July.
Yeah, he's playing great. And, I ask him every day. You don't want to wear him out, but I ask him every day, how are we doing? And he says, I feel really good. So that's pretty good, too, because this is the first time he's ever really played on an everyday basis in the big leagues, and there's a lot of stress involved. But he's hanging in there really good. I mean, I think he's probably played pretty much all these 20 games in a row. Today's our 20th in a row. And he might be the only guy that I think I set him out one time, so maybe he didn't play 20. But he's hanging in there, and like you said, he's doing really well. He's playing good defense, and he's swinging the bat. He's one of the guys that's been pretty consistent for us lately. And, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch a guy just kind of take over and go with it.
Another guy who's hitting the ball very consistently is Nicholas Castellanos, who you spoke about him not making the All-Star team the other day, and I think we echo those sentiments that he should be there, and maybe he still will end up being there. You never know how that roster pans out. Defensively, he is still scuffling a bit out in right field. He had a misplay the other night in Tampa Bay. Ultimately, down the road, 5 years from now, is he better served being a first baseman, or do you see him adjusting and becoming a good outfielder as he goes along?
I think we just have to give it time out there. I mean, that's not an easy position. You know, he was in the infield and would stick him in the outfield. And at times he's looked really good. And at times, this is a dome. And if you look down and you look back up at this doggone roof, anybody can lose the ball in here. It's not easy. You see him running and lose it, but gain it back. So, you give him that one. But he, at home, I know he played a lot better out there. He was actually some balls going over his head where he's made some really nice catch. It's still a work in progress. I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to make it through it. But I think it's all going to be needs as you go along, where you're going to need him most and what we have to bring in. And with all the kids, once we start redoing this thing, I think it's all going to be a need. I know he can go back in the infield, but if you had to, I know you could put him at first base too. He can do some of those things. So it's just going to be a need of the organization.
Hey, Ron, talking to Tiger fans all the time, I know you've been asked about it, but one of the big topics is always Victor Martinez. OPS down to .608. He still hits in the heart of your order. I mean, I know you don't have a whole lot of options, as you already said, but what can you do with Victor? I mean, he's 39 years old, and what is the short-term future for Victor? Will there come a time where the organization says, hey, you know what, maybe you sit him down and you give a younger guy a chance?
No, I think only this. He's going to play. This is, he's riding it out, and these young players look up to him, and he may not be getting all the hits. He's hit a lot of balls hard at people. He's not driving the ball anymore, but goodness gracious, you got to give him a break on that. I mean, he's, like you said, his age is up there, but he means a lot to the club and all those things, and we've moved him back a little bit in the lineup and stuff like that. But I think what I'm probably going to have to do as we go along, the season gets longer, is, give him those day games off and stuff like that, and make sure I give him some rest. And like you said, our options just aren't there. He at least puts together veteran at-bats and gets some base hits for us, and we kind of need him out there. You just need him being around right now because we got so many young guys still trying to learn this game.
How do you plan to spend the All-Star week? And I'm curious, I'm trying to find on your record here. I'm assuming at some point you've been at the All-Star game as a coach. I know you haven't managed in the World Series, so you haven't managed an All-Star team. But that always seems, although it's a great honor, I would think given the grind of the baseball season, you might just as soon have the 4 days off, right?
I enjoy the time off, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I've been to, I think, 3 or 4 of them. I can't remember. We had one at home in Minnesota, and then we had a few others where I got to. Jim Leland actually took me when we went to San Francisco, so that was kind of cool. And that's the fun part, is hanging out with some of these managers and seeing how they work, and then seeing all the big league players, the All-Stars, that's good. But the days off are huge. I've got my grandbabies. I got 2 grandbabies in Oklahoma, just south of Tulsa, and I'm actually going to fly there from Houston, my wife and I, and go spend time with those little babies. We got a 6-month-old little daughter, a grandbaby, a girl, and then a 3-year-old little Ronnie Jr. So I can't wait to do that. I'm looking forward to seeing them. So that'll be fun.
You should get some sleep, though. That doesn't sound like a very sleepy vacation.
No, but it'll be entertaining. He's got swim lessons going on. So I get to get, those are the things you don't want to miss, and I'll get a chance to see that stuff.
All right, we were having this baseball debate early this morning, and I know the answer to this question is neither or neither or however you want to pronounce it. But what is more likely to happen in the future? A 56-game hitting streak like Joe DiMaggio or a 30-win season by a starting pitcher like Danny McClain? Now, I would argue, and I think you would too, that neither is going to happen. If I had to guess one, I'd give a 0.1% chance to the hitting streak, just because a pitcher only gets to start 33 or 34 games, and just crazy things can happen.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it would probably be the hitting streak over the pitching streak. You just don't. you just don't see the pitchers, you know, going that way anymore. As we said, it's shoot, we're going bullpen days now.
Yeah.
Where it's like five or six pitchers. So that's kind of the way people are going. You know, it's all the talk about third time through the lineup. I just don't know how anybody's ever going to be dominant enough to win 30 games. I think if teams went back the old school way, there's some pitchers out there like Verlander, people that, you know, you've seen plenty of, and some other guys that may be able to do something or get close. But it's just the way the game is now that people get taken out so much.
Hey, Ron, one more for you. Like, I know despite some of the losing, you're happy that your team always comes back and they always prepare and they always work, but they always pull pranks too, right? So recently, I believe, was it your lineup card? They put Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth on the top of it.
Willie Mays and Hank Aaron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. I came back. I walked. I was doing my lineup, and then I went to check on to make sure, you know, like Victor's okay that day and a couple other guys health-wise, and I came walking back in, and I looked at my computer, and a few of my coaches were having a little bit too much fun. Maybe they still had some tea in them or something. And next thing you know, I look around and they got all these guys at the top of the order. And they would have finished it, but I came back too quick. So it would have been a nice lineup, I could tell you that.
Yeah.
I think we might have had a chance to score some runs.
You might have kept those two guys in there.
Yeah, four. There was about four or five of them in there, and you would have liked them all.
Yeah. All right, Ron, thanks. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the All-Star break, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care. I will talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Ron Gardenhire joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.